WHO, UNICEF, IFRC, and the World Health Organization. And of course, the government of my adopted home country now, the Netherlands. We'd like to wish you all a very warm welcome to this session on mental health and psychosocial support. Okay, today's session has two goals. The first one is simply to raise awareness of the needs of refugees, the mental health and psychosocial needs of refugees. And the second goal is to highlight the key role the mental health and psychosocial support plays in a protracted crisis response, which in this case, of course, is every single step a refugee family takes on their route towards finding a safe home where they can look after themselves and care for their families. Something I and we in this room all passionately believe in. At least I hope so, otherwise I'm in the wrong room. All right. Okay, we split up today into three, or actually four different blocks. We'll be starting with three opening statements, and then we'll have two panel discussions, and we'll end with a closing statement. After the panel discussions, there will be a Q&A with all of you, so please be engaged. Be aware that the microphones have a kind of electric shock mechanism, so if you talk too much, all right? I want pointed, punchy questions, everybody, okay? Let's make this conversational and let's make this engaging, all right? Practical housekeeping announcements. For French speakers, there is an interpretation available through your headphones. Please put your phones on silent if you haven't already done so, but do tweet. We encourage you to tweet. Use the hashtag MHPSS. I don't know what the Wi-Fi code is, but I'm sure you can find that. No downloading Netflix series, all right? The younger ones over here, I see you guys. Okay, but before I invite our first speakers to the stage, let's find out how much you guys already know about mental health and psychosocial support. For instance, Sarah, thank you very much. What percentage of spending on global healthcare is spent on mental healthcare? Hands up if you think it's A, B, C, or D. Okay, I'm sorry, this is great, you can see. You know, it's good, the minister is hot, you see? She's watching my every move, that's good. Who, hands up if you think it's A, that there's quite a lot of progress. No? You're all cynics, okay. Who thinks it's B? C? Yeah. And who thinks it's D? Well, if you said C, you'd be wrong. No, the answer is D. Just 0.3% of the global healthcare budget is spent on mental health. Okay, and the second question. MHPSS can be best provided by A, specialized mental health workers, B, general health workers and social workers, refugees themselves, or somebody else. Hands up if you think it's A. This needs to be specialists. It's such a sensitive subject. Yeah, we've got two over there. Good. B, general health workers. Oh, I see some people wavering. C, the refugees themselves. Very confident hand up there. And who goes for D? Okay. You. So why have you gone for D? Put your microphone on. Let me hear. What's your name? Where are you from? And tell me why you chose D and what do you think it is. Yes, you. Oh, you're trying to take a picture. Good grief. Who else went for D? Who else went for D? Yes, sir. Just stand up. Tell what's your name? Which organization are you from? And what do you think?
My name is Mike from UNHCR.
Okay. Oh, he thinks it's all of the above. Mike is a very clever man. Let's give him a shiny trophy. That is, of course, the answer. Everyone in the humanitarian response, of course, has a role to play. Right, okay, time to invite our first speaker to the stage, and she is someone who I've only recently met, but I can already tell that she has an infectious drive and passion to help those who are less fortunate than herself. Please give a warm round of applause to Mariama Sow.